Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Hi, hier ist Julian und ihr seid beim Energy Star Talk. Heute eine ganz besondere Ausgabe mit The Kid LAROI. Ich durfte mit ihm sprechen, er war gerade im Studio, hat neue Musik aufgenommen und wir haben darüber gequatscht, wie es denn so ist, in der Pandemie bekannt geworden zu sein und dann auf einmal die großen Konzerthallen zu spielen und warum man sich das eigentlich gar nicht so erklären kann, dass seine Fans so nah an ihm dran sind und Songs schon auswendig können, bevor die überhaupt veröffentlicht werden. Das jetzt genießt es, der Star Talk mit The Kid LAROI.
Oh, hey man, how you doing?
What up? How you doing?
Great. It's been a long day for you, huh? Full of interviews.
Oh, yeah. It's been a long morning, for sure.
Where are you right now?
I'm in Los Angeles. I'm in a recording studio.
Nice. So how's it going? New music?
Oh, yeah. New music. It's coming.
Great. So let's talk about you. In preparation for this interview, I saw that your fans, they get nuts when it comes to you. So they can sing all the songs along on the release day. How can you explain it that they have such a strong connection to you from the beginning on? I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really lucky, you know. I know that much. I'm lucky that that's able to happen. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know, but I love it. You know what I mean? It's cool. It's cool as fuck. I mean, I don't know why people, I don't know why they gravitate, to me so much. That's kind of like, I couldn't tell you, but I do know that it's pretty fucking cool.
But probably that's the key, that you don't mind, you know, you just be authentic, being you. And that's the secret why they're so close to you.
Hell yeah. And because I love him so much, you know what I mean? Maybe that's why.
Yeah,
I do.
Maybe that's why. I saw some videos, some colleagues of mine, they were at your concert 2 years ago in Berlin, and you were, wow. It was a great atmosphere. Have you any words about Berlin? I mean, was it the first time you've been to Berlin because of your tour, or was there, I don't know, a date before?
Yeah, it was my first time in Berlin. It was great. I remember the energy was really cool. Yeah, everything was great. The energy was great. Crowd was great. We had fun.
It's so wild because you became so successful and so famous during the pandemic, right? So you released the songs, but you were not able to perform them live. And then all of a sudden, you entered the big stages. Had you any chance to get prepared for this? And how was it for you the first times?
The first time, well, that tour was the first tour that I ever did.
Yeah.
Like first solo headline tour that I ever did. So, I mean, it was crazy. It was definitely an experience, something I'd never done before, and. I think now coming back, you know, it's going to be a lot better. You know, the show is going to be a lot better. I feel more confident in performing and in myself. So, I think that hopefully that'll translate and,
Really, I really know the first time I listened to your music, it was in my radio show and a colleague of mine, he came in and said, "Hey, listen to that guy. He's so great," and it was without you. And I was listening to it, and I'm a little bit older than you. I'm 28 years old, and I was listening to it and I went, oh man, this boy, he's suffering so much while he was producing this song. And I remember, you know, I thought, oh man, yeah, I just know that time, a first heartbreak, and it was such a suffering time. And do you think that this is the greatest source of creativity to suffer a lot, or is it just the good times?
Yeah, I mean, you know, unfortunately, a lot of great stuff does come from suffering, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, which, you know, some, like for the music, obviously it's a good thing. For the personal life, it fucking sucks. But a lot of like my favorite stuff I made when I was like, so sad, and that's, you know, it's like the weird thing about music, right? A lot of times inspiration, like some of the stuff for me that's been the easiest to write is just stuff that's comes through like going through tough stuff, it's almost like an outlet. But you know, recently I've been feeling really good and making fun records, so that's fun too, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just having fun and not, you know, being so sad and serious all the time, you know, I think that's something I'm really excited about. So
got it. You said that Bleed is your favorite title on your album. Can you explain why?
I just, you know, I think I've been trying, I was trying to make a song like Bleed for a long time. You know, I think Bleed, like, I that's like some of my favorite type of music, you know, was, and I think I'd just been trying to make a song like that for a long time and I never could, you know, and then the day that we kind of like didn't go off to making a song like that, you know, it came. And I think that was just, I don't know, I just love listening to it. It's definitely like, one of my favorite songs I've ever made, probably my favorite song I've ever made, to be honest.
Nice.
I just love listening to it. It's just, I don't know. There's just something about it I really like.
It's a great song. Yeah, I can follow you. I mean, you became so successful in a very young stage of your age. And then it was like Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber, Post Malone. Have you been starstruck in the beginning? And was it like a process? And can you imagine now when fans come to you, that they have the same feeling that you probably had when you first met these idols?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's insane, you know. Definitely elements of being like, whoa, I can't fucking believe this, you know. And I'm just, yeah, I'm lucky that I got those opportunities, obviously. And it is crazy to think about that, though, you know, that like that there's, you know, that maybe that happens in the same way, like that I geek out over like artists and stuff like that. The fact that there's some people out there who maybe do that with me too, which is a really crazy feeling, because I'm like, I feel so lame. You know what I mean? I feel I feel so lame. I'm just like, so it's like, you know, when someone comes up to me and feels that way, you know, it is pretty crazy. I'm like, well, it's just me, you know, like, I don't know, but it's cool. Nonetheless, you know, it's a cool feeling, you know, it does make me feel cool.
But are you still processing, or is it like in your head? Yeah. I mean, I got lucky and I have so much talent and I deserve it, or is it still processing all the time?
It's still processing. I think I'll be forever processing. Forever processing something that'll never get processed.
I see.
Whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah, that's kind of, I don't know, philosophy, you know?
It's whatever the fuck that means.
All right, man. Thank you so much. We're looking so forward to see you playing in Berlin. I think it's in April. Take care. Keep on writing so great music. And
thanks.
See you, man.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.